I have a ton of things to tell you. It was a much better trip than I ever expected it to be. So I'm not going to tell you the stuff that I did, but I would like to share one story with you guys. I know it's going to take about 10 minutes, so if we run over, I'm sorry. I'll tell you a story that you guys did. It was really cool. Okay, so here's how the story starts. A couple months ago, I decided I might go on this mission trip, but I wasn't sure I should. You know, we don't have any money or whatever, you know. And Sarah's like, you know, you need to go do something like this. So I said, okay, I'll go do it. So we don't know how we're going to get the money. I gave my credit card number, you know, so if I didn't get any money, it was going to come out of my credit card, and we just kind of hoped it would work out like that. Well, it turns out that, you know, you guys provided with the Fannie Mae thing. Funds came in from the church and from other people, and it raised a ton of money. And what didn't get covered, the church paid for, so that came out of your guys' tithe as well. So the whole trip was covered. And about 2 days before I left, Daryl comes up to me, and he says, you know, I heard that you might want to take some Bibles with you. You'd mentioned that at one time. Are you still doing that? And I'm like, well, you know, I was going to, but I didn't come up with any money to do that or whatever. So he said, well, we still have some money in our giving fund for our family. So you tell me what you can pack. Tell me how much weight you can pack, and we'll get them for you. So I figured I had an extra 50 pounds. So I looked online, and I was looking for the full Bible, because I don't really want half the story. I want the whole story. So I looked before, and the cheapest I could find them was like $4 or $5. It was quite a bit of money. I looked on there, and it just so happened they're having a sale on whole Bibles for $1.99. So I told Daryl, I said, here's the best price I can find. I can figure they're about a pound a piece. I can carry 50 of them. So he gave me the money, and we got two cases of them, which was 48 Bibles. So they were heavy. I mean, they were like boxes. And I packed these. I went home, and at the same time, I didn't realize this, but they had sent me a huge box of medications to pack down there. I didn't know I was receiving that. So I had duffel bags I could fit, like, people in, two of them. And I had my little pack that I was carrying my back that had all my stuff in it. So going down, I was packing really heavy. And I barely made it through the airport thing because they said my bags are too big or whatever, but my wife says I have an ability to sweet-talk older women, so somehow I sweet-talked the flight lady into letting me slide my bags through. That was another blessing. So get down there, and I'm carrying bags that, like, I don't want to carry anymore because I take them on a plane and then through all this stuff and on these old 70s school buses. They're going down dirt roads, and it was just a lot of weight to carry. So I get down there, and we finally get to this clinic way out in the middle of nowhere, which was actually the schoolhouse of this one town. And we get down there, and there was a pastor on the group. There was 68 people there, and there was a pastor there that was in charge of the evangelistic things of that week. Like, and we were coordinated with 11 other pastors from like 11 churches in the surrounding area, and they were helping bring people in. And so we get down there, and I'm dragging these things into this room where we're storing all our stuff. And the pastor's in there. I said, I have my medications that you guys sent me to bring, and I also have, you know, a bunch of Bibles that I brought. And he's like, well, he said, okay, go put them over there. And he pointed to the wall, and over there was probably 500 Bibles over there. Little, like, just the New Testament Bibles, you know, stacked over there to hand out to people. I said, okay, so I'm dragging the bag over there. I said, these are the full Bible. Do you still want them over here with all of these little Bibles? He looked at me and said, you have the full Bible? I said, yeah. I said, don't see any point in bringing half the book. I said, you know, that's my... And he said, how many did you bring? I said, there's about 50, like 48 of them, a couple cases. And he said, I have just the place for those Bibles. I said, okay, you know, I said, they were sent, you know, my church sent me down here, you know, the Bibles were donated. I said, I'm just a carrier, I'm more than willing to hand them over and let you take care of them, because you you know a better place to put him than me. So he's like, I do have a better place. He said, we are, sorry, this is a little bit emotional, but we have 11 pastors in this area. And he said, probably only about 4 of them have the total Bible. He said, the rest of them have like those books that we gave them. And they have, like pieces of the Old Testament that they managed to get off the internet or something. Little sleeves of paper stuffed in there. And he said some of these people have been preaching to their congregations for 10 years, and they've never had the full Word of God. So, I mean, that kind of blew me away. I mean, I have like 10 Bibles at home, you know, and I only ever read one. You know, it's like I just throw stuff on the shelf, and I'm sure we all have more Bibles than we ever use, you know. So, you know, I handed them off to him, and you know, he thanked me, and like towards the end of the week, he came back and he told me, you know, like those pastors, they when they saw those, they didn't even know what to say. You know, I didn't get to see him hand them off to him, but he said they all took handfuls and. Of them, and you know, and they were going to pass them out to, you know, their up and coming deacons and stuff in the church, so that all of the, you know, the leaders in the church could, you know, finally have Bibles, you know, full Bibles, and they all got to have their own now. And you know, you talk to those pastors down there, you say, you know, like, what have you been meditating on? What have you been studying this week? And I mean, it's good what they say, but they always say something like, you know, meditating on the love of God or how Jesus loves me or something. And, you know, that's great. That's what we should all be meditating on. But at the same time, it's a very, I don't want to say shallow, because that's not shallow at all. The love, incomplete. Like, it doesn't seem like their thoughts ever go, you know, past the Gospels or, you know, like anything that happens in the Old Testament. That's because they never read it. You know, they've never had it. It's just amazing to think that now there are 50 copies handed off to leaders and churches down there of the whole Word of God. I mean, books that they've probably never even read before. So, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I mean, I got to do a bunch of stuff, but that was one thing that you guys got to do. And, you know, little town of Mifflin, you know, you guys made a difference, you know, in the world. So, I just want to thank you for that.